You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Happy Thursday night to you, depending on where you live. It could already be Friday morning. Either way, I'm going to be here for the next 2 hours. It doesn't matter what time zone you're in. Doesn't matter if you're at home, whether you're at work. Doesn't matter whether you are, I don't know, going somewhere you shouldn't be going. Doesn't matter if you're making money. You could be out here protecting people. Thank you to people protecting other people. Or you could just be hanging out like me and Shep. That's what we're doing. Okay? 2 hours. You know how to reach me. We got a simple phone number. You ready? It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, I'm a human being. You can find me online. I am on Twitter and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. If you follow me on Twitter, you will see my most recent tweet. I don't know when did I tell you exactly when I tweeted it. An hour ago, I said Tom Brady, his teammates are going to make him quit tonight. All things considered, Tom Brady has not quit, even though the Baltimore Ravens beat his Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, the final score 27-22. Baltimore, they improve their record to 5-3. Tampa Bay, they fall to 3-5. Now, 3-5 is not unusual for Tampa Bay as a franchise, as an organization. They have been worse. Not with Tom Brady, though. Tom Brady is really never been worse. The Buccaneers have now lost 3 straight games for the first time. Well, Tom Brady, I should say. First time losing 3 straight games since 2004. This is the same squad, the Bucs. Come on now. They lost to Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett. And then Kenny Pickett got busted up. They lost to Carolina, the Panthers. And I know it's not saying a lot to say, oh, my God, they lost to Baker Mayfield or even Sam Darnold. They could only muster 3 points. P.J. Walker was out there, the opposing quarterback. And now, unfortunately, oh, man, if you wanted to know how things could potentially get worse for the Buccaneers, it's been reported via Ian Rappaport that Shaquille Barrett, he left in the game. They believe he has suffered a torn Achilles. Todd Bowles says it doesn't look good and that he will have an MRI tomorrow. Tonight stunk for the Buccaneers. They were outscored in the second half 24-12. The Baltimore Ravens, they ran the living hell out of the ball, 231 yards on the ground. Gus Edwards still back and coming off of his own injury, 65 yards. Kenyon Drake, 62 yards. Lamar Jackson, 43 yards on the ground, 231 yards total between the whole squad. Lamar Jackson, 2 touchdowns in the air. Threw a pass, touchdown pass to Isaiah Likely, rookie. 1 touchdown, 77 yards. And Baltimore had the football for about 40 minutes. That's what happens when you run the rock. They kept the ball away from Tom Brady, and Tom Brady threw it 44 times just to try to stay alive in the ball game. I told you about the 231 rushing yards from Baltimore. Tampa can't move the ball on the ground for nada. 44 yards rushing. Where were they going? Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. And so Tom Brady, amongst his many stats, 26 completions out of 44 attempts. 325 yards, a touchdown, and three sacks. Tom Brady had about, I don't know, five hands on his hips. He had about three, throw his hands up in the air. He had about one, spike and throw the football down in misery. He had five happy faces, or excuse me, five sad faces. He needs a hug. This is the same Tom Brady, by the way, who earlier today it was reported via one of the tabloids, People, U.S. Weekly, fill in the blank, I don't know. One of them pretty much said that his wife, Gisele Bündchen, has pretty much laid out an ultimatum. If you don't leave the game of football, then I leave. This is now the worst 8-game start to a season in Brady's career. He's 2 games under 500 for the first time in his career. And as I told you, the first time he has lost 3 straight games since 2002. Tom Brady also now losing 5 of the last 6 games for the first time in his career. This is ugly time USA for Tom Brady. Not a good look. In Baltimore, as I told you, they took care of him all game, outscored him in the second half, big time, 24-12. And then at the end of the game, it looked like there might be an opportunity for Tampa Bay to get back into it, because that's what Tom Brady does, right? Even Tom Brady, how about this? Julio Jones actually was healthy enough to play football. And at the end, Tom Brady, through many penalties and holding and the clock running out, etc., he was able to find Julio to get them within 5 points. Listen to this, courtesy of the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Fourth down and goal from the 8, Brady. Throws a dart, caught ball, 3-2-1, touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a flag thrown. Julio Jones makes the catch, but a flag has been thrown. 49 seconds left, and let's see
what... Offside, number 4, defense, penalties declined. Results of the play, touchdown.
First time we've called Jason Pierre-Paul's name tonight, former Buccaneer, and the Buccaneers score a touchdown. You hear the cannons fire, 27-22, you got to go for two.
It sounds miserable, doesn't it? I've never heard a touchdown call sound so miserable in my life. The cannons off that silly ship in Tampa Bay, they sound miserable. They sound like pea shooters. The Buccaneers are not able to generate a damn thing offensively. Outside of that touchdown to Julio Jones, that little 8-yard pass of which they didn't get anything else out of it. No conversion, no onside kick. All they got was Leonard Fournette scoring a touchdown early in the game, and that was it. Nothing. Couple of field goals. Here, let's get the end of the game. This is pretty much the conclusion of things. Baltimore basically snatching up that onside kick to seal it. This is the Ravens Radio Network.
So Jake Camarda will kick the onside, bounces across the 40, and the Ravens have recovered it. Isaiah Likely gets his hands on the ball, and with 48 seconds to play in Tampa, the Hayes in the barn.
Okay, the Hayes in the barn. Nice. And congratulations to Baltimore. They're 5-3. They should be better than 5-3 if they actually knew how to close out a game. At least they did it tonight. And so it's ugly. Tampa Bay, they got the Rams up next. I don't think this is going to look like a rematch of what we saw in the playoffs. And this is supposed to be another chance for Tom Brady to win the title, right? The Buccaneers right now are in second place in the NFC South behind the Atlanta Falcons. Now, look, I don't know how long that's going to last, but these Buccaneers, they don't look like no championship-caliber squad. People are hurt all over the place. I just told you about Shaq Barrett. This man's Achilles might be blown. The offensive line is not the same. Gronkowski is not there. Heading into tonight, the offense, pathetic. Only 17 points a game? 26th in the NFL? Tom Brady? What does he think? He's back in New England playing with bums? This is even worse. And Todd Bowles, he spoke after the game. And he's always someone full of enthusiasm. He told us the obvious, that the Buccaneers as a team, they're not in a happy place. They're in a bad place.
Still dark. I mean, until you win ball games consistently and play four quarters consistently, it's going to be dark. You know, that doesn't mean we can't get out of it. I mean, we just have a lot of work to do as coaches and as players.
Okay, so I have a simple question for you, Mr. Todd Bowles. If it's you got a lot of work to do to get out of this dark place, and it looks very dark, why the hell does your offense stink?
Shooting ourselves in the foot, whether it's mentally, whether it's penalties, whether it's missed assignment, you know, we got to play better. You know, we got to play better all the way around. It's not just the offense, it's the special teams and the defense.
Okay, thank you, Todd. Well, what about the guy that people know? What about the most famous football player? What about the man who's 45 years old who said he wanted to quit and then came back? What about this man, 45, still throwing the ball almost 45 times a game? What about him, Todd Bowles? Tell me something.
I got to look at the tape, but anytime we don't win a ball game, nobody plays well, you know. Nobody plays well.
Oh. Well, I think Tom Brady feels his teammates didn't play well. And I know Tom Brady, he missed some passes himself, but oh, man. I just need a compilation. I need a video montage. I need a video edit of Tom Brady tonight. We know, like any producer would know, he's going to be on camera from the minute he walks into the building. He's going to be on camera the whole game. We got every face of Tom Brady. We got mopey Tom Brady. We got sad Tom Brady. We got eye roll Tom Brady. Tom Brady was like, he's like Mr. Potato Head. It's like all you had to do was, I don't know, slap a new smile or frown on him and you got a different expression. Tom Brady was just a man of many of them tonight. And man, it's fun to watch, I got to tell you. I'm not mad at the guy. I got nothing against Tom Brady personally. But it's entertaining seeing his expressions. It's entertaining watching him pitch a fit. Looking at Tom Brady get sacked is fun. He got sacked three times tonight, hit more than that. It's not good. And so Tom Brady, knowing that the offense stunk tonight, he just stepped away from the podium. And this is what Tom Brady had to say about their offensive struggles.
You know, I think we've struggled pretty much at everything. You know, we just struggle in the red area, struggle in third down, struggle in the run game. Two-point plays, short yardage, backed up, and start first quarter, start of the third quarter, not very good offense football.
Say that. He sounds like what, Shep?
It's like Belichick.
He sounds like Belichick. Maybe he's tapping into his inner Belichick, possibly. I would, too. It's kind of mind-boggling how bad they are. Even with the changes to the offensive line and some of the guys who are missing on offense and some of the receivers, it's they can't run the football. They have no balance. They're miscues. Like Tom Brady is missing receivers here and there, and sometimes the receivers are dropping the ball. Sometimes they're not where they're supposed to be. They're not the healthiest of teams right now. And it's a long season, okay? Still long. 17 games. This is still crazy to say. They've played 8 of them. In a traditional season, we'd be halfway through the year. We might as well call it that right now. I think they'll turn things around. The Buccaneers can't get worse than this, right? They can. They can't, right? But they can. I just hope for Tom Brady's sake, this season does not go down the toilet. Because every loss is going to be compacted. It's not just going to be about a loss on the football field. It's going to be about a loss in his personal life. It's just the reality of things. Come on, last week, 2 weeks ago, losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and people are making up jokes and him yelling at his offensive line, telling everybody, I didn't come out of retirement to lose to Kenny Pickett and leave my wife and kids at home. Whoa. Some harsh jokes people are making. That's not funny. I don't think Tom Brady came out of retirement to, you know, lose to Carolina and only score 3 points. And now tonight at home against the Ravens, and sure, yeah, the Ravens are good. They had the ball for 40 minutes. I got to tell you something. We've seen angry Tom Brady throwing tablets, yelling at coaches and teammates, screaming out, let's go. We've seen this man emotional. He's an emotional guy. But I've never seen him like tonight. I've never seen him after every mistake, seemingly after every play. I've never seen this man appear so frustrated, angry, miserable. And we know what he told us about a week ago. I'm not retiring. And I don't expect him to. Not in the middle of the season. He's going to play this out. What that means for him personally? Oh, well, that's his business. I don't think it's going to expedite things. And this is the reality. I think this is just about where they are. I think the Buccaneers will still win the NFC South. I still think that they'll end up on the positive side of 500. But do I think they're going to have some type of massive turnaround back to a Super Bowl? No. Is Tom Brady going to regret this year? I think he might. Unless he has more Tom Brady magic left in him. But I don't think so. This Buccaneers team for right now looks lifeless. Like Tom Brady on the bench. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Baltimore beats Tampa in Tampa Bay. The final score, 27-22. Do you think the Buccaneers can turn things around? I think they can to go into the playoffs. Do you think they'll have success in the playoffs? Nope. I don't. And I expect many more miserable moments, miserable expressions from Tom Brady along the way. I'm going to talk to you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I would rather have Penn State, Michigan, USC, UCLA win the national championship besides Alabama. But I'm glad Georgia beat the brakes off of them and using their intestines as jump rope for celebration.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Okay, that's pretty violent. Prior to a college football Saturday. I'm pretty violent. Anyway, football is a violent sport. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, we saw the Baltimore Ravens beat Tampa Bay down in Florida 27-22. The Ravens were able to rush for 231 yards. Tampa Bay couldn't do a damn thing, only 44 yards on the ground. Tom Brady, one touchdown pass at the end of the game to Julio Jones to try to force a comeback Couldn't do much of nothing. No two-point conversion, no onside kick. That was pretty much all she wrote. As Baltimore, despite just multiple injuries, they held the ball. They had possession of the ball like 40 minutes. What were they supposed to do? And Tom Brady had to throw it for 44. Three consecutive losses. They've lost to Pittsburgh. They've lost to the Panthers after they ripped the whole team to shreds. And tonight, they couldn't do anything. And then we also got the report today of, you know, it's allegedly that Tom Brady's wife has laid out an ultimatum. If you don't stop playing football, I'm gone. We don't know if that means tomorrow, next week, as soon as possible, at the end of the season. We have no idea. That this pressure, all of this has to be weighing on the man. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I still believe the Buccaneers can win the NFC South. Obviously putting them into the playoffs. I'm not confident in them to, you know, pretty much do more than that. Can they get over 500? Yeah, they can. But they're not who they were a few years ago. Too many injuries. And that's pretty much what it is. And now Shaq Barrett, blown Achilles? 855-212-4CBS. Tony's calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent.
That's great. So you asked a question if Tom Brady might regret playing this season. And I definitely think that's a definite no, because Tom Brady, I feel like, accomplished everything he had accomplished in the game of football. And no matter what he does from this point out, 46, 47, 48 years old, it doesn't matter. The guy's like a Hall of Famer 10 times over. And I would never count the guy out, even this year. I've seen him counted out so many times, and I feel like he'll bounce back and do what he always does, you know. Those type of guys, it doesn't matter, you know. If I'd be more worried if I was Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, even Dak Prescott. I'd be worried if I was those guys, because Tom Brady's legacy, it's gold, you know.
Well, it's not necessarily so much about his legacy. His legacy is cemented. I think it's a very human response at the end of the season, come January. If Tampa Bay finishes a game above 500, if Tampa Bay goes into the playoffs and loses in the first round, if Tampa Bay goes up and down throughout the course of the season, and now he has to think about whether he wants to continue playing, and his personal life is in shambles, I think it's a very human response to go, damn it, was this final year worth it? I think that's a very, very human response. Ike is calling from Indy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ike?
Yeah, I wanted to say, as far as Tom Brady's concerned, I'm going to give him a lifetime pass until all the other quarterbacks win 8 Super Bowls. I ain't got nothing to say about Tom Brady. And as far as Tampa Bay getting in the playoffs, yeah, that division they in, they still got hope. But, no, I can't say nothing bad about Tom, you know, not at this point. He didn't done too much. All these other guys out there that haven't won anything, they're in the same crab barrel trying to crawl out. Last year, Matthew Stafford crawled out, but all the rest of them are still climbing around in there trying to get out. And until they do, then, you know, I can't badmouth the ones at the one Super Bowl range, because that's what it's all about.
Okay. Thank you, Ike, for calling from Indy. Tom Brady spoke after the game, and knowing that we're almost halfway through the season, Tom Brady says, man, we got time.
I mean, we've got to go earn it. We've got to go, you know, I don't think you can, erase what happened the last 8 weeks. You know, we got to dig deep, see what we're all about, come to work, try to improve, and, like I said, give ourselves a better chance to win.
Okay. Well, Tom Brady, you're also the leader, right? You're the head of the snake. You're the big dog. What the hell are you telling your teammates? This is what Tom Brady had to say.
We talk a lot. I mean, we talk a lot, and a lot of those conversations are private, you know, for us. But, you know, we're just trying to encourage one another and be positive and see if we can, you know. Ultimately, it comes down to, you know, how we execute in critical moments and, you know, the things we have to do to put ourselves in a position to win.
Okay. Yeah, and in the locker room behind the scenes, it has to be more positive, right? Because if you just judge Tom Brady by his body language throughout the course of the game, you would think that the world is absolutely ending. Watching this guy sit on the bench is akin to watching a five-year-old pout because you took his toy away. But do five-year-olds play outside anymore? I don't know. They play on iPads now, I guess. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls here. Here's some additional audio from Tom Brady, who stepped away from the podium. And we're also going to discuss what this means for the Baltimore Ravens. They've had a couple of their guys go down as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I found you about 2 months ago on the radio, and you're just very easy to listen to. I find myself looking for reasons to go out, make little runs to the store and stuff at night just so I can listen to the show for a couple minutes on my ride. So just keep doing what you're doing, bro. I really appreciate it, and it's a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, that's so nice. You don't have to do that, though. You know, just get the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and you could take the show with you anywhere. You could take CBS Sports Radio with you anywhere. You can literally walk out of your car, get in your house, go from your house back to your car. You can sit outside. You can go upstairs, downstairs. You can go to somebody else's house. You can act like you're being productive at work while you listen. One of my favorite callers, a whole alarm went off in the background, a whole alarm. And he's talking to me on the phone. I'm like, don't you got a job to do? He's like, it's okay.
I always turn the Uber drivers onto your
Yeah, shout out to the Uber drivers, too. Uber drivers making things happen, keeping people safe, especially keeping drunks off the road. Treat the Uber drivers nice, and Lyft, and the taxi drivers, and whatever else services out there. There's a lot of them. 855-212-4CBS. Baltimore beats Tampa Bay 27-22. Who would have ever thought that at this point of the season, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be 3-5, and the New England Patriots would be 3-4? Bill Belichick, miserable. Tom Brady, miserable. I know they wouldn't want to be miserable together. That's why they're apart right now. All good things got to come to an end, right? And Tom Brady's finding that out for a second time, I guess. Hit somebody's phone lines and talk about these Ravens. Andrew calling from Phoenix. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just want to say, big fan of the show. Love listening to you. You hit the hammer on earlier about the 5-year-olds on the iPad. That's definitely true with mine. Just want to say, big win for the Ravens, man. I was thinking after the way that Tampa played against Carolina last week, not even being able to put up a touchdown would have been a lot bigger. But injuries have been plaguing this team for a long time. It continues, but the coaching staff definitely changed it in the second half, and I don't mind Lamar throwing the ball that much. I feel I'm more confident in him than a lot of, you know, other spectators are. I just feel he needed to game manage a lot more in the first half coming out. You know, 32 passes, 7 rushes wasn't the right idea. And then just a quick touch on Tom Brady. I mean, you nailed it with the pressure of everything that's going on. you can just kind of sense it. I mean, first pass of the game, Marlon Humphrey drops a wide open interception. Another drive, Marcus Peters dropped an open interception, and then late in the game, Chuck Clark dropped an open interception. I mean, he should have had three interceptions. So, I mean, I don't know what Tampa can do. My dad's a big Bucs fan, so tonight was a W for me times two. But once again, I appreciate the time, and I think as soon as the Ravens get healthy, they're going to shock a lot of teams. That's all I got to say. And I say pay Lamar, pay that man his money, and get him a receiver too while you're at it.
Well, thank you, Andrew, for calling up from Phoenix. There's no doubt, Mark Andrews went down with a shoulder injury. Bateman went out with a foot injury. I think Gus Edwards had a hammy. John Harbaugh said none of these injuries are expected or thought to be ridiculously serious. And so when you have guys like Isaiah Likely stepping up in the tight end position, and he's a rookie, and he was able to go out there and pretty much score I don't want to call it the go-ahead touchdown, but he scored the touchdown that put them in the best position to ultimately win this game. A matter of fact, this is what that TD, Lamar Jackson to Isaiah Likely, this is what it sounded like on the Ravens radio network.
Jackson takes the snap, fakes the handoff, drifting it backwards, running to the right, fires back at the end zone, caught! Isaiah Likely, touchdown Ravens! And the rookie tight end with his first NFL grab in the end zone, his first NFL touchdown, gives the Ravens their first lead of the night.
I, like most people, this is my first time watching this man play a game. And he comes up big time with a touchdown that pretty much gives them a lead 17-10. After the game, knowing that they've had so many injuries to the offense and was still able to get the job done, Coach Harbaugh, he said, yeah, it's all about team.
I just think it was a team effort, you know. And you say a team effort, I would kind of include the fans in that too. You know, just an all-around team effort. I mean, we had a lot of fans here. When they shouted the O to start, it sounded like a home game almost. I mean, I don't know what the numbers were, but they were loud and they were into it the whole game, and it really helped us. I thought it really boosted us because this was kind of a fight to the end kind of game from an energy standpoint in terms of not wearing down and executing when you're tired and, you know, trying to wear an opponent down. I think both teams were trying to do that, and our guys prevailed in that. And I think our fans were a big part of that.
Uh-oh. Did I find another element of the game? Was I astute in observing that things sounded pretty quiet in Tampa? Here, let me remind you if you missed the open of this hour. The touchdown, the one touchdown that Tom Brady was able to throw at the end of the game and to connect with Julio Jones on, it's the celebration, and it just sounded very muted. The background with even the announcer just sounded dead. Maybe the fans in Tampa, maybe everyone was already pretty much resigned to losing the game, knowing that it would take a 2-point conversion and then it would take an onside kick recovery. Maybe everybody quit or gave up already. But when John Harbaugh is saying the fans came out in force, you saw it at the end of the game. The fans just did not leave. Here, listen to this celebration. It's supposed to be a celebration after Brady threw his only touchdown pass to Julio Jones. This is the Buccaneers radio network, and just listen to how just sad and pitiful this is.
Fourth down and goal from the 8, Brady. Throws a dart, caught ball, 3-2-1, touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a flag thrown. Julio Jones makes the catch, but a flag has been thrown. 49 seconds left, and let's see
offside,
what...
Offside, number 4, defense, penalties declined. Result of the play, touchdown.
First time we've called Jason Pierre-Paul's name tonight, former Buccaneer, and the Buccaneers score a touchdown. You hear the cannons fire, 27-22, you got to go for two.
Cannons sound sad. And even after all the fans realized, or they were alerted, that the penalty wasn't on the Buccaneers, it was just still muted. It's like, yay. Yeah, we're still losing. Yay. Sound off the pirate cannons. Yay. Cannons sounded pathetic. Sound like pea shooters. Mish is here from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mish?
First time caller. How you doing, brother?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Oh, my goodness. Never called. Not a Tom Brady fan, but I'm not a hater. I'm from Cleveland. I've watched Tom Brady since 97. You know, I was an Ohio State fan. So I know about him. I feel bad for him. I'm talking about on a female perspective. I know about him with the Super Bowls and everything like that. He's going through some personal. Yeah. He's going through the personal thing. And I really, that's messing up his game right now. Oh. And it's true. The thing about him is this. With his woman, and this is me talking as a female, she knew that she had to understand. If I was married to him, I would not force him to come out the game. He's a quarterback. It's a difference between being a linebacker or something like that. They have so much protection for quarterbacks right now. You don't have to. He's not getting damaged like that. You know, it's a difference. He is still young. Not young like that, but you understand, like, he's, it's something about Tom. Like, he has it.
Are you blaming Giselle? Does she need to, like, fall back and relax? Is this kind of what you're saying?
Yes, she needs to fall back and relax. You married this man. He loves the game, sweetheart. I know she's a supermodel. I understand that, boo-boo. But is that compromising your family life? I mean, you guys got something going on with that. Is that compromising everything? Because Tom is not getting hurt like that. It's not like he's going home.
Sure. We don't know the circumstances of their marriage now, you know?
Right, but obviously it's showing in his game. That's what everybody's...
Agreement. We don't know if they got married and he said, listen, babe, I'm going to do this for 10 more years and I'm out.
Well, for what everybody's saying, you could kind of tell by her attitude, honey, I'm a woman. And women say something to your man, like, and she said something to his ass. Can I say ass? I'm sorry.
Yeah, We like ass here, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she said something to him. She did.
We know that.
And then
talk to me.
He said something like, okay, he agreed.
Yeah.
And then
all of a sudden.
Murray. Yeah, he was like, I still got it in me, because he's one of those men, like, he still got it in him. Tom Brady can keep going. What's he gonna do?
All right.
He's still got the juice in him.
He may have to visit his children, Mish. I mean, that would stink.
Yeah, but that sucks. But my thing is with her, sweetheart, you need to, like, come on now.
Okay.
Like,
well, thank
think
you.
About it. Like,
well,
you know, you. That's my
well,
thing
Mish,
with her. Like,
I don't think she needs Tom Brady now. Hey, Shep, she said the same thing you did, man.
I think Mish might be up to something there.
She might.
But JR, you got it, you know, and I know you've hit on this.
Yeah.
Brady is a class act.
Sure.
When he's at that podium and the microphone is on and the lights are bright, he says the right thing every single time, don't matter how bad or how great number 12 performs.
Why doesn't he give Aaron Rodgers some advice?
Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to listen to anyone not named Pat McAfee. And the only reason he listens to Matt McAfee is because Matt McAfee is his audience for the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, my God. Damn. Yeah, now you got to give Tom Brady credit. It's just miserable. Like, I enjoy looking at him on the field be miserable, but, I mean, when he gets to that podium, it's like, oh, my God. We got nine more weeks of this? And Misha's just like, oh, man, Giselle, she needs to relax. I'm like... We don't know what Tom Brady told his wife. We don't. I think we all know that she's wanted him to stay home. or at least she feels that from all things I've read. And not read, this is like interviews and words from her own mouth. I've sacrificed, and I want him home. We don't know if they discussed this. We have no idea. But it's apparent she's had enough. And now this man is playing football. He's losing. He looks miserable while he's playing. Is this going to get better for him in the season? I think so. Is it going to be worth it at the end of the year? Ugh, I don't think so. It's tough. I think a lot of the listeners can certainly relate. Not to the being Tom Brady or having a supermodel wife. Or having a, how much money does he have waiting for him when he finishes? $350, $375? Man, I think a lot of us can relate to, relationships. It's a life thing. Especially, damn it, Tom Brady has to play this out publicly. It's going to be an interesting end of the season. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who would have thunk? Tom Brady, loser this season. Bill Belichick, loser this season. Oh, is this the way Tom Brady's going to go out? Damn. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football. Live and on demand. Wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.